We had such a great time at Clean Slate, but if you did not have the opportunity to attend, there's a new blog post on davidandrewweeb.com titled Clean Slate Debrief. Thank you, Victoria. This post is loaded with photos and videos and slides and PDFs. You're going to love it. Check it out on the website. I also want to take this moment to acknowledge our incredible sponsors. First and foremost, Hugh Shearer. He also voiced Rick Chunnels in the Misadventures of Axel Brunson series, as well as Indie Gigging at indiegigging.com. They have some incredible resources for gigging musicians and artists, and I've even written a couple of pieces for them. So go to indiegigging.com. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you to our sponsors. We could not have done this without you. I think I've written and even spoken on this before, but it just kind of hit me today in a new way. And that is that the vehicle that you started with may not be the vehicle that gets you there. And the reason that's the case is because your dream has nothing to do with the vehicle. You may want certain things, such as the ability or the opportunity to play in front of thousands or tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. You may want financial independence. You may want the ability to travel anywhere, anytime, and work from anywhere of your choosing. You may want to write songs for other artists and be known as a great songwriter. So that's the dream. That's the grand vision. But whatever vehicle you might be using to get there right now, it might be a band. It might be a specific project. It might be your solo performances or your solo project. That may not be the vehicle to get you there. And this is the thing that I think we struggle with. It's like, okay, our dreams are not reality because our chosen vehicle, our band, our project, our solo project, whatever it is that we're really working hard on, isn't getting us to where we want to go. And so when that fails or doesn't capture people in the way that we think it should, we give up. And so we make the dream wrong. But there's nothing wrong with the dream. Your dream is attainable. And you don't want to let anyone, including yourself, steal your dream, right? The dream is attainable, but we have to be flexible in what vehicle we choose to get there with. There could be a different avenue. There might be a different project. There might be a different band. You might have to start releasing music on your website. There might be things that you're not doing right now that are going to lead to the results you want. So I think where most people give up is they give up all because the vehicle they've chosen didn't work, wasn't working. They can't find a way to make it work. And I mean, I've launched a few different vehicles for teaching and sharing my experiences about the music industry, the music business, some of the things I've been able to accomplish as an author, as an artist, as a composer, and so forth. And look, the reality is some of those just didn't work out. Maybe some of them generated traffic, but no money. Some of them generated money, but no traffic. Not that all of that is problematic. It's just a matter of, okay, like this vehicle that I've chosen, for whatever reason, is not quite resonating in the way that I'd hoped. And that's because the things we create, we have to focus on our audience as well. We can't just be thinking about ourselves and what would audiences want. What would they want to hear? What would they want to see? What would they want to learn? What would they like to check out? And we got to be thinking about that too. And really therein lies the power of iteration. So if something kind of works, but not quite, make some subtle changes and try again, right? And keep trying and keep iterating and keep trying. This is what comedians do. I'm not sure if you've heard of this before, but comedians who really kill it, they don't just show up at a bar and give a bunch of jokes and everybody laughs and every joke's a winner. It doesn't work that way. They head out to the dive bars and they test 10 jokes, and maybe one out of those 10 jokes lands with people. They save the one joke, they delete the other 9, then they repeat this process over and over. They keep going back to the bar, maybe 2 more jokes land. Now they have 3, they delete the other 7. create 7 more jokes, go back to the bar, test them all out again. Maybe they get another 1 or 2. They keep going back until they have 5, until they have 7, until they have 8, until they have 10. And that's when they're ready to hit the big stages, because they know they've got 10 jokes that are going to land with people. And we have to sort of think about our music that way too. Like, you might have 1 song that lands with people and you might need 10, right? But my whole point being that you kind of have to show up and keep trying things and keep iterating and keep working on the things you got to get to where you want to go. So be open to new vehicles, different vehicles, and so forth, because you just never know.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.